path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
Happy New Year, everyone. Where has the past year gone? I remember waking up on New Year's Day last year and thinking that it's been nearly 2 years since my husband had passed. And I remember thinking that this would be the year that I'd figure out my new normal. Well, now as we're starting yet another new year, I have the same thoughts I had last year, except that I realize there's no such thing as new normal. It doesn't matter if you're grieving the loss of a loved one or you're starting over in a new job or a new town or a new relationship. There really isn't a new normal. There's just life. We like to think of New Year's Day as a new beginning, a chance to start over, a chance to make this year the one that our dreams will come true. We set up these lofty expectations, and then life happens, and we wake up a year later and say, where has this year gone? How did it get to be? Do you know the feeling? I'm sure you've said that to yourself, too. So today, what I'd like to do is help you look at a new year a bit differently. And I want to do this together because, of course, it always helps when you've got another voice that's out there helping you forge new ground. Of course, if you're traveling through life solo as I am, sometimes the only voice you hear is your own. So I'm hoping this radio show and what we're going to talk about right now may be what speaks to you. We have to do the best with what we've got, right? So I'd like to look back and start off by shifting your focus away from thinking that you are going to start out new. We think new year, new start, start over. Starting over would indicate that we're going back to square one. And if you're starting off this new year and you haven't gotten any farther than you were last year, then you're thinking that you're back at square one and it makes you feel discouraged. It has you feeling discouraged. But you're all psyched up to start all over again, right? Or perhaps, well, let's think about this. Perhaps you've been trying to lose weight or get in shape for years. And you start again by thinking this will be the year that you accomplish those goals. You make a plan to get out and walk, to eat healthy, and most of those other things that you think about when it gets to be getting in shape and losing weight. Maybe even think you're going to go to the gym almost every day. Now, all of those are wonderful goals. But they're a bit lofty, don't you think? By setting up these large, open-ended, high expectations of yourself goals, you're actually setting yourself up for failure. What you think is a new beginning, and it actually is setting you up for a repeat of last year's. So what if instead of thinking about these lofty goals, you think about what you are really trying to work towards. And for goal setting in most environments, they'll tell you to be as specific as you can be and to be as honed in on your goal. Because if you say you want to lose weight, do you want to lose a pound? Do you want to lose 20 pounds? Do you want to lose 50 pounds? And the bigger that goal gets, the harder it is to achieve. And when you don't achieve it, you feel bad. So when I say that I want you to hone this in, it's say, you know what? I want to feel better this year. And in order to feel better, I want to lose 10 pounds, or whatever that amount is. But start with something specific and small. Don't put a lofty goal out there that is going to take every ounce of effort for you to meet. Because if life gets in the way, and it always gets in the way, you're going to feel discouraged. Now, like any other part of your life, it's a journey. It's a process. It isn't once and done. And rather than thinking about starting all over again, ask yourself what you can start now that will help you move closer to where you want to be. Now, perhaps you resolve that you're going to be healthier in the new year, and that's what you want to focus on. So let's just say you bite that down into little pieces. Okay, bite may not have been the right word. You break it down into little pieces. You know what? I want to eat better this year. So I'm going to have an extra glass of water every day. Or I'm going to replace my caffeinated drinks with decaffeinated. Or I'm going to start with tea instead of coffee all the time. Pick something that's simple to you that you can do without much effort. It's a step. It's a simple step, and it's a single step. So maybe you add that 8 ounces of water to your daily routine, and you know your body's going to be better off when you choose to hydrate it. So you're supporting the goal you're working towards. You're building up to it. You know, today, this week, this month, I'm just going to add an extra glass of water. And you know that at the end of that month, and you've had an extra glass of water, it becomes a habit to you. And it's one that all of a sudden is mindless. You do it automatically. And by then, you can say, you know what, this worked out really well for me. What else can I do right now that's going to make me feel healthier, contribute to my health, contribute to how I want to feel about myself or my body? You're going to add something else to your routine. And when you do this, notice that you are working towards a goal, and you're doing it very simply, and you're doing it in small measures that you can achieve. And doesn't it feel better? Doesn't it feel better to be successful at something than to look at that lofty goal and go, oh man, I don't know how I'm going to lose that 50 pounds. Instead, you've added an extra glass of water to your routine every single day. Now, maybe you want to exercise, but you can't face the gym and you sure as heck can't walk for a mile at a time. Well, maybe what you do is start with, I'm going to go out and walk for 5 minutes. Or I'm going to go walk around my block. And maybe if you're starting even slower, I'm going to walk to my mailbox. And I'm going to build from there. So every day you walk back and forth to the mailbox, or you walk around the block, you get that fresh air, and you feel so good doing it. And by the end of that month, you've conquered that small walk and you're ready to add something else to it. You're making progress. Okay, first it was the glass of water, and now you're getting out and you're getting some exercise, and you're so excited because you feel better. Your body's hydrated, you're getting a little more exercise, and you want to do something else. So as you see what you're doing, again, we're not setting up that lofty goal. This isn't some big, massive resolution. This is a choice to make progress towards where you want to be. And when you do that, you feel better. What's important is you focus this new year not on starting over again. That's not what this is about. You're not starting off with a big plan. What you're doing is you're moving forward in a way that you can succeed and feel good about it. Now, I know a very few people who can set their mind on something and they can methodically move towards it and check every box, and there is nothing that is going to deter them. They're focused. They are not willing to allow anyone or anything to get in their way. The problem with that is they are so focused on what they want to achieve that they're not living in this moment. They're not living in the day. They're focused on the future. And think about that. While you want to be at a different place, you want to be healthier in the future, if you're only focused on your future and you're not focused on this moment, what happens if there isn't a tomorrow and life changes? Do you really want the last day you have on this earth to be remembered or to think about the fact that you were only focused on tomorrow and you didn't appreciate where you are right now? You have conquered some little steps that you started. It's the water, it's the exercise, it's whatever you chose to do, and you were successful at it. People aren't going to look at you on the day you die and say, oh, she, you know, always was focused and determined and resolved to meet whatever goal she set her life to. Instead, they're going to look at you because you enjoyed your life as you went, instead of always being focused on the future. You've heard this phrase before, you focus on the journey, not on the destination. What are you going to feel today, right now? You never know if perhaps what you set out to do may even be not where you want to end up. It's just a process. So if you sit there and think that I want to be in this shape or I want to have this partner and I want them to be this kind of person, and you meet somebody else along the line and you discover, oh, wait a minute, this is the person I want to spend the rest of my life with. If you're only focused on what you think your ideal is of your life, whether it's your partner or your body or your job, you're going to miss other opportunities that come along the way. So I want you to think of this going forward as being open to the experience and paying attention to the journey that you are on right now, not what's going to happen in the future. And we get trained, you know, if you don't plan for the future's going to come and you're going to be right where you were when you started. Well, no, you're not, because you're going to focus yourself on what can you do right now today to support yourself, your happiness, your health, your well-being, your financial well-being. What are you going to do today? And then you accomplish that. And once you do, then you take another simple step. You pick up another little piece that you want to do, and you focus on doing it right now in this moment. Now, we started off this show with a question. Where did the prior year go? Somehow we've lived on autopilot, and then we woke up and realized another year has passed. And what's different? Remember when I said it's not about finding a new normal? If you decide to set yourself into a routine, you're going to wake up again next year and ask yourself the exact same question. If, however, you choose to add or subtract something simple from your life, you are setting yourself up to succeed. Is it on a smaller scale? Yes. But wouldn't you rather have many smaller successes than a huge miss? How many times have you set the goal to get in better health or to lose a certain amount of weight or to have another job or to find the perfect partner, and none of those things have ever come to fruition? That's a big miss. That's a downer. That makes you feel on the first of the year, oh my God, I didn't accomplish my goals from last year. Now let's look at the new year and how you're going to make it better for yourself. Do you have a bucket list? I always found this concept very interesting. The bucket list is a thing, the things you want to do or see before you die. If you've been regularly checking off items on your bucket list, then celebrate that if you have a bucket list. If you're, however, adding things to the bucket and you haven't been able to check anything off of it, I want you to take that bucket list and dump it or burn it, because all you have created is a list of things you haven't accomplished. And you haven't made any inroads on that bucket list, all it's going to do is make you feel bad. So I want you to get rid of it. And instead of creating, again, these lofty expectations, the bucket list of everything you're going to do and everything you're going to see, I want you to think about what you can do in the next month. What can you realistically make happen in the month of January? Now, if on your old bucket list you wanted to see every movie nominated for some award, pick one or two of those movies and go see those. Make a plan for this month of what you would like to accomplish on what used to be your bucket list, but make them realistic so you can achieve them. It's about feeling better. It's about making successes in your life, not setting yourself up for failure. Now, let's just say you want to take a major vacation in July of this year. And, you know, maybe it is one of those places that was on your bucket list. It's not all the places that was on your bucket list, but you pick the one that you want to go to, and let's just say July. And you figure out how much is it going to cost you to make that trip your reality. So let's start in January and say, okay, I need to save X number of dollars every single month to be able to afford this trip and enjoy it without worrying about money. So you take this month and you make a plan of how you're going to save for that trip in July. And when you set aside that money, now it's realistic, you've just divided it by six or seven, depending on when you're going, and you accomplish that savings in the month of January, look how much closer you are to going on this dream vacation. Now, if the trip you're focused on is one that isn't going to come for a year and a half, well, then you can set the goals out a little longer. Or maybe you want to go sooner. Set the goals that will help you accomplish the first step or the second step or the third step, but make them smaller goals every month instead of just saying, by July, I want to save $5,000 or $2,000. Break it down into months, because when you do that and you save $200 a month instead of $2,000 a month, because you're going to go quicker, think of how good it feels to know that you just checked off that first $200. And if you could save it this month, you're going to save the next one. If you do these small steps and you succeed, you're going to get excited every single day that you realize how much closer you're getting to what you wanted to do. What used to be the bucket list item is now your realistic goal for this year. It's not lofty. You can do this because you have a plan. Every simple step you decide to take that moves you forward in some way makes you feel better. And that movement is golden because you're supporting what makes you happy. You're not setting up lofty expectations that, if not met, will plunge you back into disappointment or make you mad or make you sad. It builds you up and makes you feel good about the movement. Every simple step you take is setting yourself up for success. And that's what's important. It's important you make a commitment to yourself and to your own happiness. And doing it this way makes you feel better about it. Now, I understand that there's a whole thing about instant gratification. Well, instant is also short-lived. Instant success doesn't mean that you're going to have long-lasting happiness. Instant gratification is fleeting and far from memorable. Imagine saying to yourself, I was given everything that I wanted, and I just had to sit back on my laurels and accept it. Now, how does that feel to say, I was just given absolutely everything, and I had to make no effort whatsoever? compared to I set a plan in place and I achieved every single part of it myself. Which makes you feel better? Which sets you up with a strong foundation for success in the future? What sets you up is your own successes. This new year is about building yourself up to succeed and to become that person you want to be. Whether it's getting in shape or nurturing a strong and loving relationship or having financial security, when you work for it and you accomplish it in those small increments, it gives you courage and the knowledge that you can do it. And yes, it gives you the resolve to take yet another simple step. Now, there are going to be people along this journey who may criticize you for not setting those loftier goals, for not being more ambitious or more motivated. Remember that their opinion of you has nothing to do with you. It's none of your business. And more importantly, it has everything to do with them and absolutely nothing to do with you. I had a friend just a couple of years ago, right after Jack died, who was grilling me about what I was doing. Was I educating myself? Was I volunteering? Was I working on my next book? Was I? And literally, I sat with this woman for a long period of time, and all she did was grill me about things that I wasn't doing in my life. And after spending several days with her, it was obvious that she was disappointed. And she actually looked at me with such disdain. And I was getting so tired of being grilled. I just responded at one point saying, I'm doing the best that I can right now. I've been through a lot. And when I'm ready to do more, I'm going to do that. She was disappointed in me. And I became a person that wasn't worthy of her anymore. And I never heard from her again. And this is a person that professed to be a dear friend. That hurt. But when I sat and thought about it, I knew what I had been through, and I knew what I was going through, and I knew what was important to me. And that criticism of her, or that criticism by her of me, that was all about her and her life, and it didn't have anything to do with me. No one knows or appreciates what you've been through, so don't let them bring you down with their limited perspective. It's not important. If it stings, just step back and say, wait a second, that was really unkind of them to do. And that unkindness tells me who they really are as people. You know who you are. You know your strengths. You know what you've been through. No one walks in your shoes. Even if they've seen everything you've gone through, they haven't had the experience that you have. I work with a lot of people who have also lost their spouses. And I can sit there and appreciate what they're going through. But that experience is theirs alone, just like mine, and losing my husband is different than theirs. I have had friends that have also become widows or widowers who went, you just have to get on with it. You know what? I'm going dancing. I'm going to go have a wonderful, fabulous time. And that may work for them because maybe they were encouraged by their spouse to go have fun and to celebrate their life. Or maybe they didn't have a good marriage. Everyone's different. What's important, don't judge yourself by someone else's standards. And if they choose to judge you, just realize that's their issue and it's not yours. And maybe you lose a friend, but my question is, were they really ever a friend? If they feel that their judgment of you is more important than how you feel about yourself. We all do the best that we can do, And in this new year, I hope you'll focus on what you can do for yourself, that you'll focus on taking small, simple steps instead of setting up these lofty expectations that set you up for disappointment and failure. This year should be about what's going to bring you more happiness. And at the end of this year, when you do that and you take the simple steps, you'll realize how much farther you've gotten this year than any year in the past. And you'll realize that you traveled that one simple step at a time. So thank you for being here with me today. I wish you all a wonderful New Year's. Thanks.